Democrat making a long shot run against Congressman Darren LaHood says he's looking for a different type of victory.
I consider this successful just by the fact of identifying these problems and saying we need to solve these. We need to help fix these.
That's George Petrelli. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, September 29th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with a horrific report that a medical contractor for federal immigration authorities needlessly sterilized women in detention and how that's reignited an effort to pass a welcoming city ordinance in Bloomington. Sonny Garcia of the Families Belong Together Coalition says the Bloomington City Council is changing and the group hopes to convince council members to order police not to cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement.
With the municipal elections coming up in April, you know, all our members, everybody in the community is watching to see what they're doing. We need to cut all ties with this organization. They're evil.
Louis Gosland of the Bloomington Normal Chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America says there have been two police chiefs since the city council directed the police chief to develop a policy on when to cooperate with federal immigration authorities.
Residents cannot be assured that that kind of consistent solution is actually being implemented, that their concerns and their call for a welcoming city ordinance is any further along than when we began this conversation.
The Families Belong Together Coalition and Democratic Socialists demonstrated before last night's city council meeting. You can hear an interview with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner recapping that meeting tonight at 5 on Sound Ideas. Here's some of the stories we're following the WGLT newsroom. 15 new coronavirus cases reported yesterday in McLean County. Our number of active cases, though, is at its lowest point since August 20th. The testing positivity rate remains 2.6%. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says he wants to see another COVID relief bill move through Congress that includes a, quote, dramatic investment in coronavirus testing. And police are investigating a confirmed shots fired incident that happened early Saturday on Geneva Court in far south Bloomington. No people or buildings were struck. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Democrat George Petrelli says the way that the 18th Congressional District is carved up makes it too safe for a Republican to always win. That means there's never an opportunity to really talk about the issues, but he's trying anyway. Petrelli will challenge Republican incumbent Darren LaHood this fall in a district that includes parts of Bloomington Normal, Peoria, and Springfield. LaHood did not respond to repeated requests for an interview or to join a WGLT candidates forum with Petrelli. Petrelli tells me he's a Springfield native and lawyer who only became the Democratic choice on the ballot over the summer.
I think Central Illinois is a lot like a lot of different areas of the country where we have some small cities and rural areas. And a lot of the issues that are going on with rural areas right now with healthcare and lack of economic opportunities in anymore, it's not able to survive. People that grew up in those areas need to leave when they go to college or to seek job opportunities. They can't really come back because there's not a lot of economic opportunity there, any growth or any opportunity for growth. And the government is not initiating policies that allow for growth to be sustainable in small and rural areas. Some of the trade issues and policies that we see have driven small and family-owned farms. They start to become less and less sufficient for the long term. So you have families that can't have or can't rely anymore on multi-generational practice of their farming.
So what's an example of where federal policymaking has come up short for rural parts of the 18th district?
Sure. And I think it stretches several different areas. The first one that I think we should address is healthcare. Healthcare for people right now is, I think, is a bottleneck on the economy. People that want to go, want to build businesses, expand businesses, start businesses, people that want to change jobs, to change careers, are really held back by the idea of losing healthcare or losing coverage on pre-existing conditions for themselves or for their family. That question of whether or not I should change my job, get a new job, expand my business because of healthcare costs is a real drag on the economy, especially in areas of Central Illinois, small rural areas, small cities, where you don't have a very expansive market to go into for jobs. So, large cities, Chicago, St. Louis, New York, Los Angeles, you have a larger market where you can go and you can compete for jobs and compete for packages that include benefits. But in smaller areas, you might be stuck in a job. You may be at a state job and you may want to start a business, but you don't feel like you can because you have to have that insurance. That insurance is your lifeline. And I don't think we should have insurance tied to a job. I don't think we should have insurance tied to your income. I think we need to have insurance that is a guaranteed right for people. And I believe that it is.
Does that mean that you support then a single payer model, a universal healthcare?
I am, but not immediately because of the way that our, so initially what I'll state is that I don't believe for-profit healthcare system works at all. I don't believe it has a place in our economy and it should not. And I've stated this before that I believe anybody that says that it's a good model or that it's a working model or somehow is a better model is either misinformed or they're misinforming others. They're either lying or they don't know what they're really stating because the design of a model for profit for healthcare. And so I have an economics degree and I believe in our capitalist economic system and what that can do as far as competition for growth, for development of new technologies. All of that is wonderful, but the healthcare system is not a place where we need to have capitalistic determination on
market. George, I think it's safe to say that you are the underdog in this race. This is not perceived to be a very competitive race here in the 18th district. You know, given that reality, what is it that you hope to accomplish here by making a run?
To me, bringing up these issues, telling people in this district, I know that there is a problem here, and helping bring that up on a local level and also district-wide is almost as important as even winning this election, is to hopefully start with that momentum to get the conversation started on some of these issues. So even not being successful in the election in a traditional way by having more votes than the other person, I consider this successful just by the fact of identifying these problems and saying we need to solve these, we need to help fix these.
Hear more of this interview with 18th Congressional District Democratic candidate George Petrelli tonight at 5 on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, the Unit 5 School Board meets tonight at 6:30. They'll discuss the budget and get a return to school update from the superintendent. Also, the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation's Women to Women Giving Circle will host a virtual fall forum today at 4, focused on resilience in families. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Lead Off. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.